You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
When our threat streams have never been greater at any time since 9/11, it's absolutely irresponsible.
Democrats want to vote to fund the department through September without any provisions relating to immigration. Republicans want to attach language overturning President Obama's executive order on immigration. Spain's economy minister says Eurozone nations are negotiating a third bailout for financially strapped Greece that would give the country as much as $56 billion. He says Greece leaving the Eurozone would not be good for the country or the 18 other countries that also use the common euro currency. This is USA Radio News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class, and the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
More wintry weather is expected in the Northeast. Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan from the National Weather Service says rain mixed with freezing temperatures is moving out of the Midwest.
And as you get a little bit further north, that precipitation is going to start out as some freezing rain or snow.
And rain in the Southwest could create travel problems.
We do have potential for some heavy snows across portions of central and northern Arizona, southern Utah, and into the Rockies of Colorado.
That was meteorologist Bob Orovec. And in Boston, the city's snow total rose to 103.9 inches yesterday, almost breaking the record, but it needs 3.7 more to get to the 107.6 inches, the level that fell in the 1995-96 winter season. U.S. factories expanded last month at the weakest pace in a year, with orders, hiring, and production all growing more slowly. The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index slipped to 52.9 in February, from 53.5 in January. It was the fourth straight drop and the lowest reading since January 2014, but any reading above 50 signals expansion. U.S. manufacturers have been held back in recent months by weak growth in China, Europe, and Japan. That's been partially offset by strong consumer demand in the United States. Maryland Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski is retiring. The 78-year-old is the longest-serving woman in the history of Congress. She was first elected to the House in 1976. Mikulski's term expires next year. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today for Hot in Hunterdon. Today is March 2nd. And I wish I was not seeing hazardous weather conditions on my screen, but it's another Monday with some snow and inclemental weather, but everyone woke up to snow, but we have the nice sun with us today, and I think spring is in the air. Actually, I know spring is in the air. We just may not see it for a little while. So what you have to look forward to tonight is mostly clear skies with a low around 12 degrees. and a northwest wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light after midnight. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. Tomorrow, which is March 3rd, we have snow mainly after 5 p.m. So Tuesday night, we're looking at snow with a high near 33. So at least that bitter cold seems to be gone. We have a 60% chance of snow with new snow accumulation of less than 1 inch. So that's not too bad. Of course, that turns to snow and sleet before 10 p.m. And then we have some rain and some sleet between 10 p.m. and midnight. I think this is what it means when they say that there's a mixed bag of weather, because then we're going back to rain. So 90% chance of precipitation Tuesday night, and new snow and sleet accumulation is about a half inch. Wednesday, we're rain before 1 p.m. Then we have a high near 46, so that'll be balmy. Everyone get their shorts out and the bathing suits, because I think that might be a beach day. We have a 60% chance of precipitation, and then not much rain. But then between 2 a.m. Wednesday night, we're looking at 1 to 2 inches of, I hate to say it, but it's snow. So I think we should end it there. I don't want to read this weather anymore. So Richard, forgive me. I am so done with the weather and the snow. And before we start our show today with our guests, I just wanted to, you know, we have a tradition here at Hot and Hunterdon. We always start out with a quote, something that tries to bring with our topic at hand. And today's topic is, we're talking about community health care. But before we start that, had a sad day today. Someone that I knew and liked, who I had to attend his funeral. So I wanted to share a little bit of a poem from one of my favorite poets, which is Edna Vincent St. Millay. And it's a poem called Renaissance. And I'm going to do a stanza or two in memory of my friend. So long had I lain thus, craving death, when quietly the earth beneath gave way, an inch by inch, so great, at last had grown the crushing weight, into the earth I sank, till I, full 6 feet under, did lie, and sank no more. There is no weight can follow here, however great. From off my breast I felt it roll, and as it went, my tortured soul burst forth and fled in such a gust that all about me swirled the dust. Deep in the earth I rested now, cool in its hand above the brow, and soft its breast beneath the head of one who is so gladly dead. And all at once, and over all, the pitying rain began to fall. I lay and heard each pattering hoof upon my lowly thatched roof, and seemed to love the sound far more than ever I had done before. For rain it had a friendly sound to one 6 feet underground, and scarce the friendly voice or face. A grave is such a quiet place. So I want to say that for people who are mourning the loss of someone, remember to reach out to someone else and to always find the passion and the thing in life that keeps you going, because we are one community and there are many resources that can help one another. And I'm glad to be able to bring some resources today about community health, which is such a critical topic. And I am making all of the mics live in the studio. And I have many guests that I'm thrilled that are with me here today. So I'm going to start telling you that we have people from actually Zufall Health Center, which is a great nonprofit organization that does so many things in the community. And I'm going to introduce first Shade Grayling. Welcome, Shade.
Thank you, Georgine. It's good to be here today.
Excellent. And just so everyone knows who's around in the studio, we are blessed with not having a camera, so no one can see what we're looking like here in the studio. But we have, of course, I've introduced Shade. Next, we're going to go to Gavin. Gavin, can you say hello to our listeners?
Hello. It's nice to be here.
Excellent. That's Gavin Driscoll with us. And we also have Laura Eric with us. Eric, Laura, are you live on your mic there?
I think so. Yep. Yes, I am.
Excellent. Excellent. And we have a visitor in the studio. Do you want to come and say hello? Come on and say hello. She's a little... she didn't want to be talking on the radio, but of course, because it's a radio, we make her do that, right? And right in the first minute, so you get it over with, and then if on one of the breaks you want to jump in, we'll be able to do that. So, Shade, I'm going to ask you, you're the coordinator for Program Community Health Corps. and you do work for Zufall Health Center. So maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about your role and a little bit about Zufall Health Center.
Absolutely, Georgine. Thank you. Zufall Health is a community health center. We have the Flemington Smile Center here in Hunterdon County, where we provide primary dental services to anyone in the community. We also have sites in Somerset County, in Morris County, Warren County, and Essex County. And we provide primary medical and dental services to anyone in the community that needs it, regardless of their ability to pay, regardless of whether they have health insurance or not. It's really a wonderful resource for people in the community to get a medical home for themselves, for their primary medical and dental care.
Excellent, Shade. And I want to let our listeners know, if they've not heard of an FQHC or community health care, there are many FQHCs and community health care centers throughout New Jersey. And in fact, recently, the Star-Ledger did a very nice article and summarized some of the health centers. We have them in Trenton. We have them in Garfield. We have them in Patterson. And certainly Zufall Health Center throughout our Northwest Cap, Northwest region for certain. So thanks for giving us the history. And just a reminder to people, it's very confusing healthcare. I don't know what isn't confusing today. but certainly if they do not have a doctor, you really do need to manage your care today, and you need to be your own advocate. And there's no better way to do that than through a community health center. So I invite our listeners to find out a little bit more about community health centers if they do not have a doctor, because it brings back to mind the original one doctor show where you go to one place and all of your needs are met and you're followed, your care is followed, which is so important.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most special things about the community health model, is that we have your primary doctor for your medical care, your dentist. We also offer many enabling services. We offer behavioral health counseling. We offer assistance with health insurance enrollment, getting folks connected with Medicaid or with the Affordable Care Act when that open enrollment is open. We provide assistance with transportation, with connecting folks with other services in the community, whether it might be heating assistance or food stamp assistance. So it really is a wonderful place that cares about the whole person and doesn't just look at one piece of your care.
And I think one of the things I like about Zufall Health Center is that you're out in the community. At Northwest Cap, you come to our sites, you come to our Head Start Center, you come to community events, and you go to other nonprofits as well. So see you as a moving organization, not exactly just one brick and mortar type approach to healthcare, which is excellent.
Absolutely. I think one additional thing that I didn't mention before that Zufall does to outreach in the community, besides bringing health education and information about Zufall services, we also have a mobile van that we bring out to sites, whether it might be a soup kitchen or the Head Start program, and we can use that van to provide dental services or medical services depending on where we are.
Excellent. Thank you, Gavin. And I'll remind people, if they want to find out a little bit about Zufall Health Center, they can, on the website is www.zufallhealth.org, and get a lot of information there. So what we're going to do now is we have a couple quick commercials, and then when we come back, Gavin, can we talk about the program, the actual community health core program, and we'll hear from some of the members and maybe some other visitors in the studio and talk about some of the great work that you're doing and how people can get involved and maybe even become a health core member. All right, so we're off to a commercial here.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, sometimes there are, and I think there might be one health related on here. So are you guys all good? You're comfortable? Everybody's happy? Okay, great.
Have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all the opportunities.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your Shade, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business.
Sorry about that. No, absolutely.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And this is just
our studios are located
commercial
in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have so many people in the studio, I'm getting confused here, which is a great thing. Sometimes it's just me, and it gets very lonely in here, so glad to have so many guests. So, Shade, we're going to talk about the Community Health Corps program.
Yes, thank you, Georgine. So Community Health Corps is one of the programs of the National AmeriCorps program. Community Health Corps was founded in 1995 by the National Association of Community Health Centers, and they are the largest health-focused National AmeriCorps program. The program promotes healthcare for the underserved, and its second goal is to really develop the workforce for community health centers. So we at Zufall are fortunate to be a subgrantee of the National Association of Community Health Centers and their Community Health Corps program. And we have a team of 8 members. We are in the second year of our program at Zufall. And I've had 2 wonderful teams of members at Zufall that have worked, have served with us through the National Service Program to deliver health education, outreach, outreach and enrollment. And they're a wonderful group of people really committed to serving the communities that we serve at Zufall.
Great. Maybe we can hear from a member about your experience in the community health care.
I didn't really know what to expect when I was going in, but it ended up being an exciting mix of different responsibilities. Everything from, educating with puppets to data entry. So I like the fact that I'm never bored.
Sounds like you get to meet people, and then there's some independent work as well.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, great. And what made you become, had you been a member before and then you were assigned to the community health program?
No, this is my first year, but my brother was a member and in Texas, and he told me some great things, but I decided to stay a little more local. I'm from Monmouth County.
Oh, great. Okay. That sounds like a great placement. And Laura, you are a second year member, but a first year to community health corps. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Last year I served in Milwaukee, but I made the move over to the East Coast in August for this specific program at Zufall Health Center. My background or my bachelor's degree is in public health, and I was really interested in working at a community health center, kind of like Shade was talking about, a health center that focuses on not just the health of one person, but everything, you know, the behavioral health, you know, we connect you to services, things like that. And I'm just really passionate about service, and I love the AmeriCorps program, so that's why I came out here.
Great. And to be an AmeriCorps member, you don't have to commit to multiple years. You can be a one-year term for your membership, correct?
That's correct. With Community Health Corps, you serve anywhere between 9 and 12 months. It depends on where you serve. At Zufall, we have our members serve an 11-month term. And they are paid a small stipend, they will tell you. And they are required to do 1,700 hours of service in that 11 months time period, which is a lot of service. It works out to be about what a full-time job would be, about 40 hours a week. So they're a very passionate group, really committed to service. And I would like to point out as well that next week is AmeriCorps Week nationally, where we recognize the service of all AmeriCorps members across the U.S. Community Health Corps has sites at 35 different locations across the U.S. And the goal of our new national director, Gerard Jolly, is to have Community Health Corps sites in all 50 states in the next 10 years. That it really is a way to help underserved communities access healthcare and improve their access to care.
And it is a different approach where you can receive services based on having a medical need, not on your ability to pay.
Absolutely. That's really the mission of any federally qualified health center, We see anyone regardless of whether they have insurance or not, whether they can pay or not. We work with sliding scales for people. You know, we're really here to serve the community, and that's really goes hand in hand with the mission of Community Health Corps, which is service to the same communities that the community health centers serve.
Okay, so Laura or Gavin, if we have a someone who's thinking maybe they finished up their four-year degree or they're not really sure what to do and they're thinking about a year of service, do you have some excellent examples of why they should sign up or what tools you use for recruitment?
Well, I guess just to give an example, a personal example of why people should do a year of AmeriCorps, I think it's just a great experience overall. A lot of times when people who just graduate are looking for a job, they're asking for, you know, experience to get the job, but then you can't get a job because you don't have experience. And it's like a catch-22 situation. So it's a great opportunity to get experience in a field that you're interested in working in. I think you also make great friends. I'm very good friends with some of the people that I served with last year in Milwaukee, and I think that I'm very good friends with the people I'm serving with now. You also make professional connections, so throughout the public health and medical communities, you get the opportunity to shadow people, to talk about, you know, how they got to where they got, and things like that. And then I think the biggest thing for me is that you get the chance to actually make a difference and see the impact of the work that you're doing. So you know that you're not just serving those 1,700 hours with nothing happening. You know, you get to enroll people in insurance and see what a difference that makes in their life, or, you know, educate a kid on the MyPlate and see how that really impacts them. And I think that that's a really, really cool thing about AmeriCorps.
Great. And there's some benefits as well. I know there's just a small stipend, but there are some tuition things, aren't there? Like,
yes.
Yeah,
some funding.
Is the Siegel?
Yes, it's the Siegel AmeriCorps Education Award. Any member who successfully completes their term of service is eligible to receive it. And right now it's, how much is it now? $5,000? Is it different?
It's just over $5,600 for this year. And
yes.
Members have a certain number of years after they complete their term to use that, and it can be used for paying back loans or taking new courses.
Grad school, medical school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So in a way, it certainly helps them to further their own education if that's one of their goals.
Definitely. And I think another benefit is that a lot of graduate schools will either match that education award or they provide scholarships for AmeriCorps alum. So I know for off the top of my head, Rutgers has a scholarship for AmeriCorps alum. There's a whole list if you just Googled it. Just for doing your year of service in AmeriCorps, you can receive extra assistance to further your education.
Great. Okay. Those are some compelling reasons, I think. Certainly, and the healthcare. As a member, are there benefits to healthcare?
There are, absolutely. We are required as a host site to provide our members with healthcare. So if they don't have it already, there is an AmeriCorps healthcare plan that we sign our members up, and the center pays for that. So again, another small but nice benefit for our members.
Excellent. Okay. So I have a question about the Federally Qualified Health Center. I think that we want to make sure that we give the right impression. It's for people who have insurance and who do not have insurance as well.
Absolutely.
And maybe with someone who has insurance and has so many options and choices, you could talk about why Zufall is a great option.
Absolutely. Zufall is a wonderful option because it really provides a medical home for our patients. We take care of the whole patient. We are your primary care doctor's office. We can also be your primary dental office. And we have many other enabling services to help our patients and connect them either with services in the community or within Zufall to provide counseling for our patients. We have case management services that help our patients navigate all parts of the healthcare system if they have certain needs. So it's really, I think, a wonderful sort of one-stop shop for people for their healthcare needs.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Shade. And I want to give the website again. It's www.zufallhealth.org.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay, so if you have any questions about the Federally Qualified Healthcare Center or Zufall or any of the things we're talking about today, definitely direct people to the website www.zufallhealth.org. Okay, great. So I know that one thing that Gavin wanted to talk about is some work he's been doing and hopes to do with schools.
Yes, to extend to Huntington County nutritional education presentations for either schools or community organizations that have host children in grades first through seventh. And it just goes over like an overview, a fun overview, of the FDA's MyPlate, which is the new food pyramid. And again, for first and second graders, I guess it might be a little more fun because there's puppets involved. They get to play with the puppets, a little more active. But for older children, it will help them make nutritional decisions so they know what foods to avoid.
Gavin, I feel like we need to have you do a puppet show right now for us. You're like really happy about these puppets, but it's a good way to connect with your audience.
Oh, it definitely is.
And did you design that as one of your member projects?
The MyPlate presentation, yes, but the puppets I kind of drew from our Children's Oral Health Program, which is presented by Caroline Janung through the New Jersey Health Department. Generally the presentation I helped design, as many AmeriCorps have their own pet projects.
Excellent. So if people want to be able to take advantage of the programs, and if there are schools or teachers out there, how would they get in contact with you to do one of these presentations?
The best would be through phone, and my phone number is 973-328-9100, extension 489.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic. All right, so I hope there are some educators out there throughout Huntington County that want to take advantage of bringing a person in who can connect with an audience. And certainly we're going to take the opportunity to talk about the food pyramid for just a moment, because healthy eating is such an important part of our everyday decision making. We've had other guests on the show that have talked about the importance of purchasing food or growing your own food to help with the greenhouse effects and to help with reducing global warming. So it's always great when we can talk for a moment or two about food intake, and that's part of our daily choices that we make. And hopefully for people who want to have a healthy lifestyle through nutrition, they want to be aware of things. But unfortunately, there seems to be a lot of confusion and changing things, and it's really hard to know what's good. Okay, everyone was off carbs for a while. Now you're allowed to eat bread without people staring you down. You could get the bread basket without being asked to leave the table. But the new pyramid is a little bit different visually. And one of the best things about it are the focus on eating a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
So we want our readers to be reminded that even if you have to do the fast food thing, even if you need it, you're so compelled to have that yellow wrapper in your hands, that you will try to look at the menu and see, you know, perhaps even balance that out with one of their fruit shakes, or not the ice cream shake, but the actual fruit parfait, or have that instead of, you know, making the choice to a breakfast sandwich with meat, to maybe go with the oatmeal. That there are the fast food, you know, restaurants, and we're not naming anyone in particular, but in general, they do have a lot of better choices that if you just take a moment and look at the choices, you can try to select something that helps to balance the pyramid a little bit more. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. We don't have the visual of the pyramid, but maybe we could get something on the Facebook page to kind of show people. I know a lot of people are visual learners, and to be able to look at the pyramid and just have that in your head every day when you're making your choices about your food would be a great thing. So thanks for sharing your knowledge about that. We'll be excited to find out how many schools you get to go to. And I think it's great for the kids to just learn that early on, how to make their great food choices. And we do have a lot of schools who have started to change their food menus and their programs. And I know we're always pushing, and I'll use this opportunity to push the school breakfast program, which is a great way to make sure that kids start off with a healthy meal. So we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then when we do return, we're going to be able to talk a little bit more perhaps about dental outreach and being an AmeriCorps member, and of course, about the Community Health Corps. So we'll be right back.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Israel's prime minister is concerned about Iran developing nuclear weapons. Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee today in Washington. Tomorrow, he will plead his case before a joint session of Congress. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Throughout his speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu said the ongoing rift with the U.S. is like a family squabble.
Our alliance is stronger than ever.
But he made clear U.S. negotiations with Iran over its nuclear capability are deeply troubling to Israel.
Iran vows to annihilate Israel. If it develops nuclear weapons, it would have the means to achieve that goal. We must not let that happen.
Netanyahu said many fail to understand the depths of Israel's concerns, saying it cuts to the core about Israel's ability to survive.
But some Democrats are refusing to attend tomorrow's speech, claiming Republican leaders violated protocol by inviting Netanyahu. This is USA Radio News.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
There's more finger-pointing today over the issue of Homeland Security funding. President Obama says the one-week extension of funding passed by Congress reflects what he calls the failed leadership of Republicans. But New York Congressman Peter King supported House Speaker John Boehner.
John Boehner has to find a way this week, as early as possible in the week, to bring the clean bill to the floor of the House for a vote.
He told ABC this week that a few people in the House are holding up the process.
To be threatening to defund the Department of Homeland Security at a time when our threat streams have never been greater at any time since 9/11 is absolutely irresponsible.
Democrats want to vote to fund the department through September without any provisions relating to immigration. Republicans want to attach language overturning President Obama's executive order on immigration. Spain's economy minister says Eurozone nations are negotiating a third bailout for financially strapped Greece that would give the country as much as $56 billion. He says Greece leaving the Eurozone would not be good for the country or the 18 other countries that also use the common euro currency. This is USA Radio News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
More wintry weather is expected in the Northeast. Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan from the National Weather Service says rain mixed with freezing temperatures is moving out of the Midwest.
And as you get a little bit further north, that precipitation is going to start out as some freezing rain or snow.
And rain in the Southwest could create travel problems.
We do have potential for some heavy snows across portions of central and northern Arizona, southern Utah, and into the Rockies of Colorado.
That was meteorologist Bob Oravec. And in Boston, the city's snow total rose to 103.9 inches yesterday, almost breaking the record, but it needs 3.7 more to get to the 107.6 inches, the level that fell in the 1995-96 winter season. U.S. factories expanded last month at the weakest pace in a year, with orders, hiring, and production all growing more slowly. The Institute for Supply Management, a trade group of purchasing managers, says its manufacturing index slipped to 52.9 in February, from 53.5 in January. It was the fourth straight drop and the lowest reading since January 2014. But any reading above 50 signals expansion. U.S. manufacturers have been held back in recent months by weak growth in China, Europe, and Japan. That's been partially offset by strong consumer demand in the United States. Maryland Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski is retiring. The 78-year-old is the longest-serving woman in the history of Congress. She was first elected to the House in 1976. Mikulski's term expires next year. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back here at Live at Hot and 100. Today is March 2nd, and I bring you the weather. So it is 40 degrees out right now, which are current conditions, according to our weather map here in Somerville, New Jersey. And I wanted to say we weren't going to have any snow in the forecast. And the only S words I was going to use today would be sunny, but that is just not happening. So tonight we're okay, but it's very cold, around 12 degrees. Tomorrow we do have snow, but that snow will not start until after 5 p.m. And we're looking at less than 1 inch of snow. So I think we're going to be okay. Although we do have to deal with 10 p.m. Tuesday night till midnight, we have some snow and sleet mixing in, and then we're going to go to all rain. So when we wake up Wednesday morning, it should be rain, and we should get to a high near 46 degrees. Wednesday night, it looks like some snow is likely, and then Thursday, there's a chance of snow. It's not showing any accumulating snow right now on the detailed forecast information. So perhaps Thursday will be okay, as well as Tuesday night. I guess the only thing we could do is really just hope for the best. And I have with me in the studio today, I'm happy to have many guests helping me on the show today. And we're talking about the affordable care. We're talking about Community Health Core. And we're talking about Zufall Health Center. So a lot of things going on in the studio today. We have four people with us, and we've heard from three, and we got a hello from one who isn't shy, but she's in observation mode today. And we haven't been able to convince her to come on over to the microphones, but we still have a little bit of time left on our show today in Hot and 100. And I'm just so happy to have guests with me today in the studio, and I'm happy to be talking about community health. You all just met me today, but you don't know that I spent a lot of time building a community health care center and managing a dental center for uninsured and low-income individuals several years ago. So community health is one of those things. It gets in your blood, and you see the way that it should be, and you see it perfectly executed in a community health center, and how the needs and the health of the whole community is increased, and you start seeing things decreasing, like mortality rates, when we're really focused on our education for breast health cancer, when we're really doing nutritional outreach across schools. So we're making changes and impacting people with education and health. And one of the challenges that there are with people who don't have insurance is being able to fill your prescription medication. And Shade, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about the programs that you have to help with that.
Absolutely. One particular program at Zufall, which we have as a result of being a federally qualified health center, is called the 340B program, so that our patients have access to more affordably priced prescriptions by virtue of being a patient at Zufall Health. And again, if your provider prescribes something, we can connect you with the pharmacies that we partner with. Again, it's part of a federal program, but we partner with certain pharmacies, and they can provide these discounted prices for prescriptions that our patients need. Another special service, Georgine, as you were talking about, improving the health of community members, when we were talking earlier about MyPlate and nutrition, we have a wonderful program called Clinical Pharmacy that is very unique. We have our clinical pharmacist is also a certified diabetes educator, and she meets with all of our patients with diabetes and goes over not only the prescriptions that they take and the regimen that they should use, and looks at any side effects they're having and how she might be able to help when they take their medication to avoid some of that. But she also educates all of them about MyPlate and how they might make some lifestyle changes that would help improve their outcomes with their diabetes. And it's been a program that we've seen some really wonderful outcomes for our patients. And again, it's a really, I think, unique program that we offer at Zufall.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know when we start talking, Shade, it's one idea kind of bounces off another idea, and we want to make sure that we hit some key things. So thank you so much for sharing those resources and for letting people know a little bit more about the wonderful organization at Zufall Health. I know that one area that we promised to come back and talk about a little bit was with Gavin on the dental outreach van.
Yes, the van. We actually have a whole bunch of dental events that that involve the van and that do not involve the van. And a lot of these you can find on Zufall's Facebook page when these events are about to be hosted, where sometimes dental services are provided, dental education, and giveaways, so toothbrushes and the like. Again, you can find that on Zufall's Facebook page. We just had a whole bunch of events last month because it was February's Pediatric Dental Health Month. But we're definitely going to have some upcoming, so in the next few months.
Okay, great. And I know that we said next week is AmeriCorps week, and we had someone in the studio last week. We were talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month. So the week, is it, can you just tell me, are there exact dates? Are there activities going on during the week? Is it it's a national event?
It is a national event, yes. It's really an event to recognize the service that our AmeriCorps members provide to the communities that they serve in. And there are events really all across the country, not only community health corps events, but also many other AmeriCorps programs here in New Jersey and across the U.S. And folks could check the AmeriCorps website as well to see those. And it's our opportunity at Zufall also to say thank you to the members that serve with us for the service that they provide to Zufall and to the communities that we serve.
Okay, now Laura, are you doing any member outreach during that week? Anything special?
Well, you got me. I don't have anything scheduled specifically during AmeriCorps week, but we are currently recruiting for the 2015-2016 program year for our AmeriCorps members. Like Shade mentioned before, we do have 8 spots that we are looking to fill. Unfortunately, yeah, I don't have anything specific for next week, but I have been actively working on reaching out to local colleges and universities, just local organizations. I know a lot of, I guess, like Work First or organizations that work with people to get jobs, things like that. I'm pretty open to reaching out to anybody just to give them the information, maybe let us do a presentation, go to a career fair, things like that, so we can get that information out to people about Zufall and about our program.
Excellent. So even though you don't have something specific scheduled for AmeriCorps week, people can run into you in the community. They can see you at local events and fairs and at nonprofit organizations, as well as some state organizations, perhaps, as you know, the workforce development. And I'm certain you have information in the libraries, and the libraries are a portal for information. So if anyone, you know, won't be out in the community but is interested, doesn't want to do the internet, go and talk to your librarian. They always have information or can research information about the AmeriCorps program. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to really just focus on the member service, what it's like to be a member, and hopefully we can encourage some people to help you fill your 8 slots that you have going on. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel,
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have with me in the studio Laura, Shade, and Gavin, and a special mystery guest. So we wanted to talk in this last segment really about the Community Health Corps member. What is it like to be a member? Is there a typical member? Shade, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Georgine, you know, I think stereotypically AmeriCorps members are right out of either high school or undergraduate college and maybe doing a gap year before some type of graduate school. Within Community Health Corps, it's often public health or nursing or PA school or maybe med school. But we've been really thrilled to have a very diverse group at Zufall. We have folks of all different ages, all different backgrounds, and I think that's what's made the experience richer for both our members and the community members that we serve. And I would encourage really anybody. Members do need to have at least a high school degree or a GED to be able to apply. But beyond that, you know, we really welcome anybody, you know, with we love diverse backgrounds, so really anyone to apply to our program.
Great. Now, I remember when I worked with AmeriCorps members, which is a little bit different, members could not have a full-time job because their full-time job was their service. Is that still true?
You know, it would be tough to have a full-time job. Most of our members, or many of them, have part-time jobs. So we do allow folks to have a part-time job or to be going to school part-time while they serve. It would be tough to do two full-time things because of the significant number of hours of service that members are required to commit to.
And you're looking for an 11-month commitment.
Yes, that's correct. And our 11 months would begin in August of 2015 and run through July of 2016.
Excellent. Now, Laura, is there a website where people can go if they want to learn a little bit more about this?
Definitely. If somebody is looking to apply, they should go to my.americorps.gov. And AmeriCorps is AmeriCorps.gov. They can create a profile, enter in all of their information, upload their resume, things like that. And then they can search, when they're ready to apply, they can search for Zufall, and our application will come up, and they can just submit their application.
Excellent. And that's how you found it? Through that website?
Yes, I just looked strictly on the AmeriCorps website. And our application is live right now, too, which is great, so people can apply as early as now.
Excellent. Fantastic. Now, Gavin, can you share a little bit about your experience as a member?
Like I said before, there's a bevy of responsibilities. One thing that I found most educating is when I was enrolling people for the ACA. It really taught me how to be patient and gave me a sense of how people have different understandings of technology, of what's going on in the policy world. It really increased my skill set communicating ideas that some people may have never heard of, giving news that, like, maybe they're going to have to pay a little more in taxes than they would have to in the next year, which can be hard for some people to hear. So giving difficult news is a skill I learned.
Okay, well, I certainly hope you don't have to use that skill a lot. But it is important to be able to communicate to people and to be aware of the population that you're serving. No matter what your position is or your job is, we have to talk to people every day. Sometimes we would like to isolate ourselves, but that's really not what we should do. So it is important to know your audience when you're communicating a message. So I'm glad that you picked up those skills as a member. And I know that Laura's a second-year member, so maybe you can talk a little bit about your plans after your second year is up. Are you doing I don't know if you can do a third year.
Well, you can do a third year, but you can only receive the education award that we mentioned before for 2 years. So I will receive my second education award. So next year I'm actually going to Rutgers School of Public Health to get my master's in public health, and I'm very excited.
Excellent, excellent. Well, maybe one day you'll come back and work for Norwest Cap in one of our cancer education early detection programs, doing community health, because obviously that is a critical area for our whole community. So I'm glad that we've been able to talk a little bit about the Community Health Corps program, because it does get a little confusing. You know, we have Youth Corps. People see Youth Corps out in the community, which is very specific to a certain age group, and they do certain projects, and generally they do not have a GED, and they work towards their GED. And then we have the Community Health Corps, or just the plain AmeriCorps, all, you know, vanilla-flavored AmeriCorps, where there are opportunities to serve in nonprofit organizations, you know, throughout the country. So the Community Health Corps is very specific, and it sounds great. There's 35 of those across the country, and the goal is to have one in all 50 in 50 states in the next 10 years?
That's correct, yes. That's the goal of the program. It's as it stands now, it's over 7,000 AmeriCorps members have been engaged by Community Health Corps since 1995, when the program started, and those members have served over 8 million hours of service. So I think what's so exciting for me is to see the direct impact that our members have on the communities where they serve. And I think that's really the goal of Community Health Corps, is to have the members have direct service with folks in the community.
I think it's great that you're recruiting 8 members, because that's a nice team, and you come in at the same time, you exit at the same time, so you really get to build a sense of community within your Community Health Corps members.
We absolutely do. We spend the first couple of weeks with training with the whole group together, and then folks get oriented to their sites. But the team comes back together. We have team meetings every other week. The group is responsible for at least 4 service projects throughout the year. Our members have worked on a Habitat for Humanity build. They're getting ready to serve in a couple of weeks at a soup kitchen on St. Patrick's Day. They have done a wonderful educational day on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, educating our youth about Dr. King and his service. So they've done some really, really wonderful service projects during their term.
So if someone was thinking about being in the AmeriCorps, it sounds to me, hearing about the Community Health Corps really for the first time today in any detail, is that there's a lot of diversity here, because you not only get the health aspect, but you're also getting the community aspect that you would get if you were an AmeriCorps member. Is that correct?
Absolutely right, Georgine, yes.
That sounds like it's a great way to go with the Community Health Corps, because the service is what's important, and because you're a health corps organization out in the community, you get exposure to different nonprofit organizations. Have either of you visited any nonprofit organizations?
Well, one of my primary, I guess, focuses is to do community outreach. So I've been at a lot of organizations, mostly in Somerset County, though. So,
excellent.
I mean, I've been at social services, Catholic charities. There's a whole list. You'll get bored. But I really like doing the community outreach piece.
Excellent. So you've been educated more about the community and some of the resources that are out there as well, which I think is one of the pieces. I know maybe some of our listeners, well, why would I do that for a year? Well, you get the benefits that you talked about, the stipend and the tuition, money for your tuition, as well as health care, right? But you also get the opportunity to be with a group of people together, and you get to learn a little bit more about the community, and you get the chance to take a year, or in your case, 11 months, and focus on one thing, one project in the community, which I think is really beneficial. And I think not enough people have that opportunity to really become an expert in one field and really immerse yourself in the community. Like, you've been working in Somerset County, Laura, and you've been working in the schools. There's so much to learn, and when we can specialize a little bit and learn the details of things, I think that it really helps our knowledge base and helps us as we, do different things in the community. I know one thing, I know we won't have the answer today, but I would love to know how many Community Health Corps members come back and serve as employees who become physicians or paid staff members later on, because I have a feeling that once you get exposed to that, and certainly at Zufall Health Center in the community as an FQHC, I think it does get in your blood, and you probably will want to come back, and maybe you'll even come back as an employee for Zufall Health Center. I know that's one of the things that they do encourage with AmeriCorps and with the Health Corps, is when it's possible for members to be able to have a full-time placement when they're searching for employment.
Absolutely, and I think that is one of the real goals of Community Health Corps, is to help to create the workforce for community health centers going forward. We hope that in that 11 months with us that they do love the spirit of community health and want to come back and make that their professional choice as well.
I learned a lot in my time at community health care and working with FQHCs and the network in New Jersey, and I learned a little bit about the challenges. So even when you have insurance, it's so overwhelming. And that's why I like that you can either have insurance or be uninsured and get the same level of quality care, which I think is a really great thing. So I hope that you two have enjoyed your service. And
yes,
I know
definitely.
We have AmeriCorps Week, which is next week. And I hope that that's a big push for the recruitment of the 8 members that you need for your slots that are opening up. I'm sure you'll have a waiting list. The program's that diverse and that interesting, I think, to a lot of people. Any closing thoughts? We have about a minute left.
I would just say thank you, Georgine, for having us today. It was really a pleasure to come and share about Zufall Health and about Community Health Corps.
Excellent. It was my pleasure, really, to meet everyone. I'm sorry we had the introduction in the beginning, so I think we got on track with everything. And I do want to give the website for Zufall Health. It's www.zufallhealth.org. And there's so much information. And we talked about a Facebook page, but we didn't give an address.
It's on Facebook, the page is Zufall Health.
Excellent.
And there's also a Spanish page.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so members can also go on there, find out what's going on in the community, and then they can go on the site now and put in their application on the AmeriCorps, My AmeriCorps website, correct?
Yes, please do.
Okay, great. Well, I thank my listeners today for staying with us on March 2nd. I do hope that it's not quite so snowy. I'm sorry I had to do the S word again and it wasn't sunny. We're just going to not talk about that. But I know when I come back next Monday, we're going to have no more snow in the forecast. We're going to be talking about sunshine days. We're going to be talking about another S word, which is spring-like temperatures, which we all haven't seen in a very long time. And I hope that you'll all stay with the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio for Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, which starts at 5 o'clock today. And, of course, the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio is the only Chamber of Commerce to sponsor a 24-hour internet radio. And so we're grateful every week for their commitment to the community. And we'll see everyone next week.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A day before Israel's leader speaks to Congress, the White House is reiterating that his fears about an Iranian nuclear deal are overblown. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal taking shape with Iran is a bad one and would leave Tehran a clear path to a bomb. Not so, say the president's top aides.
He's not going to sign a bad deal.
But spokesman Josh Earnest says Netanyahu is welcome to make his anti-deal case to Congress. Not that it's likely to prove decisive.
I don't think that these comments will have much of an impact on this ultimate outcome.
Earnest says that will be determined by Iran's still-to-be-proven willingness to abide by tough rules and close inspection. Mark Smith at the White House.
Some Democrats are refusing to attend tomorrow's speech by Netanyahu, claiming Republican leaders violated protocol by inviting him to speak. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making